It's the Tall Guy
and Big Lou 303 podcast. Today with us is our good friend Jeff Nelson.
Yeah.
He's the grandson of Leslie Nelson.
Yes.
From all the dope movies from back in the day, Naked Gun.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Hell
yes.
Yeah.
Hell yeah,
you,
man.
You met OJ back in the day?
OJ. OJ and I are tight, I love OJ's a great guy.
No, Jeff Nelson, he's from Kansas City,
yep.
Home of the fucking Super Bowl champions.
That's right, Chef. Motherfucker.
Hell yeah, go Chef. This is shout outs to my grandpa. My grandpa, he's the fucking man. He's a Chef's fan. This is my grandpa, Jeff Nelson.
Dude. Yes, he
he's
did.
Sharp.
That's
Joe
so,
Gonzalez.
And this is the photo that hangs out in your living room.
Yeah.
See, that's
yeah.
so dope. And he's got his
he's
Chiefs hat on?
With his
he was cane. That diehard?
He would call me, bro, and he'd be like, Hito. The Broncos are going to lose to the Chiefs today.
Hell yeah,
he
man.
He sharp, bro. We did a Super Bowl podcast. That was tight.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, man.
Did you guys watch it then?
Yeah, we watched it. And
oh, shit, it was crazy,
Kyle,
dude.
It was fucking insane.
Bella did a set. I was like, hey, Bella, how's life? And she goes, ruff.
Oh, yeah, and, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a quintessential bit. Yes,
yeah.
good girl. Yeah, man, shit was crazy, dude. I went back to KC for that. I had
really?
To. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, you know.
Yeah, so what'd you do? Did you go hang out at, like, a bar?
No, we had kind of like anyway, went to a party that was near downtown. It was like an art space, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you could spill out into the madness after we won and shit. But, yeah, shit was dope.
That's tight.
Yeah, man.
No, when the Broncos won,
I heard it was like, see...
It
in
was
Kansas
madness.
City,
it was madness.
Dude. We celebrate. It's a usually nonviolent.
I heard
Denver wasn't like that.
It was nonviolent.
It wasn't like violent, but shit got destroyed.
Oh, shit
right?
Got crazy.
Well,
dog.
Yeah, because they're used to winning. You guys haven't won in 50 years. You haven't had any reason. You like won. And you were like, how do we celebrate?
What are we supposed to, like, what do we do? I don't.
Should we
I'm not used
car?
To this. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Man.
I'll just give it a little tap. Yeah.
I'm gonna punch the window. That's
let's
all I'm gonna right, I'm
right.
Like, ow.
Let's go eat a bunch of barbecue and pass out.
Yeah. That's basically it.
No, dude. No, when John Elway did the helicopter for the first Super Bowl.
Okay.
Trying to get into the end zone to win against fucking Green Bay. And then when they did win, my dad fucking cried,
oh,
bro.
For real?
My dad was like, John Elway's the man. I fucking love you, John. Because he's seen John Elway lose three Super Bowls, son.
Yeah.
He's seen when fucking Jacksonville killed us.
Dang,
in the
you guys got to three before you won.
Yeah,
before?
Dude. Fuck
that's crazy.
No, dude. That's why I said I'll punch Phil Simms in the face, bro, because he played for the
New York?
Giants.
Yeah.
And fucking, you know who else played for the Giants? Bill Belichick was a coach for the Giants.
Oh, yeah, he was the defensive.
Yeah, bro, so he was cheating back then. He cheated against the Broncos.
Man.
Good.
He fucking
I'm glad
cheated
he cheated.
With, fuck you, bro.
I'm
fuck
so
you.
Happy Belichick.
And Tom Brady and fucking
I love
Phil
it all.
Simms.
I love them all.
Oh,
the
bro,
best thing
I'm going to have to start a fucking GoFundMe for when I punch Tall Guy in the fucking face. Oh, yeah. Bella's already ready to punch people, huh, baby Bella Bear?
You're telling me if you coached Little League, you would cheat.
No,
I don't
I
fucks
would.
With these cheaters, man.
I wouldn't.
Have you heard this Astros shit?
Yeah, the Astros.
Yeah, with the Astros.
The fucking, they go like this whenever it's going to be a low-speed pitch or something. Bella, get in here. Nobody's out there. It's just snow.
Wait, who, the
Open
umpires
the
go like this?
No, the players and the dugout, they had a video feed from center field. And then they would try and figure out what the signs meant. And then they would relay that to someone by a trash can in the dugout.
So
and so they would see a sign and then hit
why
the trash
is that
can.
Cheating?
What are you talking about?
Just learn how to, like, fucking do the hand movements better. You're using technology to, like, get a one-ups on people.
No,
fucking
it's
do
cheating,
it.
Bro.
This
what?
Is,
that's
this
cheating
a fucking
as
game.
Fuck.
It's worse than
cheating?
Tom Brady, bud.
Why is that cheating?
It's cheating.
Because you figured out that dude, people did that. That's why the hand sign shit was.
Yeah, but they didn't use video. They're using video, bro.
Because you have a shitty code system, and then somebody uses something to fucking oversee it.
What the fuck?
Doesn't mean that it's.
Well,
cheating.
I'm sorry if you put that in the rule book that digital surveillance is acceptable in fucking baseball, then it wouldn't be cheating.
Is there a rule that says that digital surveillance isn't acceptable? Yep. Is there an?
I would think so.
I don't think there is.
There is. There is.
Maybe after this.
No, there has
There was
been.
A motherfucker, Altuve.
Yeah.
He had a fucking buzzer under his jersey.
Yeah.
In casino, that's the same shit that dude got his hand broken for. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cheating.
That's different.
That's, what the fuck? There's money on the line. There's careers on the line.
It's just a game.
Fuck no! Fuck the Astros! They're ruining the integrity of the fucking game, dude.
And
you said it right
and,
there, a fucking game.
And
you guys put too much
and,
fucking
and
emphasis on
from
some
Texas.
Stupid fucking
and
game.
And they're from Texas, Texas, dude. Fuck
they
Texas.
They drink our piss. They drink our piss
yeah,
every
yeah,
fucking
yeah, yeah.
day.
It's not fuck
Texas. Oh,
I love
we,
it.
Before
I'm so
we
glad
forget,
everybody does it.
Before we forget, a reading from the book of Mark Masters.
Okay.
Not
yeah,
good
let's
yet.
Calm shit down before
all right,
fucking
all right. Sorry, man.
Dude,
I was on my computer for 2 hours yesterday just saying, fuck the Astros. All right.
And I'm saying, cool.
Caps lock. Fuck the Astros.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I'll try. I'll get Almost always after one newbie performance, your next appearance will be at the sea level. I guess if something is truly awful about your performance, you might have to repeat your newbie set. But in my first 6 months, I never saw that occur. Mark Masters, dude, laying down the game.
Keep going.
Moving from C to B is a decision by the new talent coordinator. So at the moment, I am not sure if that is even happening. I believe that your performance in the annual New Faces competition, a several month long comedy competition, drives this as well. I'm sorry I picked this. These are boring logistics of the.
That's not even a bad thing, though. It's better than what some other
people don't know nothing about nothing, bro. They're like, what? You gotta call all the time? That's how I was.
Yeah.
That's how you were for like the first year.
But now I go every Tuesday, dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
Do you go sign up every Tuesday and shit, too?
No.
No,
I'm
how
kind
many
of a.
Sets have you done?
That's I've done a 2 minute and 2 3 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get good advice?
Yeah. I mean, the advice that they gave me that I took to heart and tried to implement in my last set, they said I took too long to get to my first punchline.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So, the last set I did was like last week.
Use Batman's.
Queer.
And anyway, I opened with something I don't normally open with because I had a quicker punchline, and I think they took notice of that, and they said
no,
good set.
It took 50 seconds for me to get my first real laugh, but then I got the crowd so much on my side after that that I fucking, I thought fucking Aaron Hernandez was going to S my D, bro, because I got so many laughs per minute after that, dude. He's like, oh man,
he doesn't give a fuck.
He's like, you had more laughs than anybody else, dude. That was killer.
See,
you
that's
a, I mean?
I'm kind of like that too.
No,
where...
but then I took their shit to heart, and then my next thick skin set, I fucking started quick with the Bernie Sanders jab, ba ba ba, fucking 15 seconds in, and then I rolled with it right into the same set that I did for my C set.
Okay.
Fuck, dude, that's how you win thick skin.
Oh, is that the time you won?
Yeah.
Oh, that was after
and,
you fixed
and
my
I
fucking...
Took, I took Elliot Woosley's advice because you know how I go, I'm a girl, I'm a big fat girl?
Yeah.
He goes, all you have to do is just add, I identify as a girl.
Oh.
So I used millennial rules against him. I identified as a girl. I'm a girl, I'm a big fat girl, and man, it fucking just kicked it fucking all the way out the room, bro.
There it is.
And that fucking, I identify two words, made the whole fucking joke just work fucking all the way perfect, dude, you know what I mean? That, so shout outs to Woozy, dude. That
nah, they're great. Game. I respect the fuck out of those two hell dudes, yeah. man. Because they run a trance. It's pretty. It's because most clubs, there's no rhyme or reason as far as how you get in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But they're pretty upfront. You know what I mean? Yeah. And they're like hands on and they try to foster a scene. Not every club in every city does that.
No, they're actually trying to cultivate
something. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Their new talent night is something you have to get into.
Yeah.
Almost. That's why I've been showing up Monday, Tuesday. I go straight to Comedy Works.
That's dope. That's
I've been doing that for the past fucking couple months, dude, and I think it's helping me because you see motherfuckers, like, for Thick Skin, you gotta throw your best down, dude, or else fucking, it's not an open mic, dude. That's right. Real shit right there. You can win money. It's almost, like, I talked shit to Anthony Crawford. I was like, oh, we're in competition. You know who came upstairs while we were fucking smoking weed to hit his little vape and goes, I'm going to get you tonight.
Oh,
to
shit.
Fucking Anthony Crawford.
Yeah.
Little fucking Eric Shee, little karate chop, came up and started talking shit to fucking Anthony
Little karate chop.
Ah, dude, it was great, dude. But that's how you got to be, bro. Fucking
yeah.
Him and Eric Shee, they both went up that night. And Eric Shee goes up to fucking Anthony Crawford. He's like, I think I got you tonight.
What?
I don't think he did this.
Nah, he didn't do the karate chop.
Yeah, but it was.
He should have, dude. He should have came up and fucking karate chopped the cigarette right out of his mouth. Kyah! I got you tonight, motherfucker.
wait. So who won out?
Eric Shee won that night.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Beat out Crawford.
Yep.
Taking one of your cigarettes.
Huh?
Lighter didn't hand it to me.
Huh.
Yeah, no, that little kid's bad, dude.
No, his he is set, bad, man. I think he's funny.
He had the best setup in Cheyenne, huh?
Oh, yeah.
He went 13 minutes strong.
No shit.
Strong.
Yeah,
strong,
no, he's funny as fuck, too, man. I would just think that Crawford's, you know,
nah,
Crawford, you'd be like, yeah,
nah,
beat it.
No, but Crawford didn't do this that night. So, two nights.
He probably just went out with whatever he wanted to use.
I seen Crawford go out there. Like, for his birthday, he did the porno skit.
Sure.
He worked in the porno.
Tried and true.
So then when he won fucking, like, December or something like that, and I was like, fuck, I had a good set. I was feeling really good.
Yeah.
Crawford goes out there last and does the fucking porno joke, and I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I think
fuck.
Crawford, if
no,
he,
but it's,
he
it's,
has it in his arsenal.
It's A material. It's
right.
That's A material. That's the difference between A material, shit you're working on, and fucking, and then you still got shit that works all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I got like 5 or 6 things that I can fucking go throw a fucking little feeler out to the crowd. If they bite, bam, right there, bro, I'm
right.
going into this. I'm just going to slide into this. Like I did it a few weeks ago, like fucking, I did my Bernie Sanders joke. I said, sit down, motherfucker, you're not at Elitch's. And I heard like 3 people go, yeah, Elitch's. And then
what
I said,
that?
That's it.
It's the amusement
park,
bro.
Oh, okay. I'm not. Yeah.
So if I got a cheer, then I fucking audible right into fucking. Man, the first time I ever got high was at Elitch's. And that joke works all the time, dude. I know it works. It works all the time. 13-year-old Mexican getting high for the first time, dude. It works, son.
Dope.
You know what I mean?
So how.
What do you got? What do you got that's bad about Bernie Sanders, bro? Bernie 2020, let's get it.
Yeah, I'm down for it.
You guys are all
I voted for him.
Don't get me political again, bud. I got all crazy on fucking Jose McCall's fucking shit, bro.
I say Bernie all the way.
On Jose McCall's shit,
yeah, you almost had an aneurysm on this podcast. It was hilarious.
No, bro, because they were talking about Biden, bro, and this shit. And I was like, Biden's fucking corrupt.
We were saying that we were agreeing with you.
Yeah, I don't think anyone thinks that he's not corrupt.
And you fucking say that you're talking pro quo about Trump. When
Biden should go to jail for it, too.
Biden's
we said that.
Well, it's not pro quo.
It
when,
is.
When the no, it's not. When the motherfucker should be investigated, it's not pro quo.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
If you hold off money,
he
the government. No,
shit.
Listen. Yes, he did. They, no,
tall guy,
they did.
Tall guy,
shut
listen,
up. No,
listen.
Shut up.
No,
if
you
hold the
gut.
No, no. If you hold
you don't
government
know
money,
shit.
I do know
they
shit.
Didn't
if
hold,
there's anything I know
they
more
didn't
than you, it's
hold
this.
Dick for nothing, motherfucker. And that motherfucker
yeah,
should be
that.
Investigated. So it's not pro quo,
it
motherfucker.
Is.
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
I will fucking punch you in the fucking face today, dude.
Just because if you hold bribe money,
it's not
No, no, no. If somebody is murdering
you
somebody,
you want me? Dude.
No, listen. This
you're offending me right now.
No, I'm not.
Because it's not pro quo.
It is. Because
it's not. Shut the fuck
wait,
up,
man.
Nelson.
You can't just O'Reilly him, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I will
let me shut the fuck up for
here,
two
bro.
Seconds and
fuck
let him talk.
Yeah.
No, it's not pro quo.
You can't just say that.
Because the fucker's dirty.
Well, why don't you listen to what he has
quo.
To say?
It's not
pro quo.
You can't just say that.
It's not pro quo.
That's not how the law works.
Because he should be investigated.
That's not how the law works.
He should be investigated. It's not pro quo.
That's not how the law works.
It's not pro quo. I'm over it. I'm over it.
That's not how.
Fuck you in this conversation.
Let me ask you something.
Fuck you in this conversation.
You have to actually look at how law works.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know how law works. You're not a fucking lawyer.
You don't know dick.
You're not a lawyer.
You don't know dick.
Are you a lawyer?
You're not fucking. You're not part of the UN.
Hey,
man. You're not part of the fucking.
It's not about the UN.
You're not part of the motherfucker that gives money to the Ukraine. So you ain't got no room to talk
but
neither, you fucking cocksucker.
Experts that say that it's illegal.
No.
Yes.
There's not experts. Experts for fucking who? Fox News
for
or CNN?
Everybody.
They're all fucking different and going to say
every
something fucking different.
Law organization says
nope.
that it is. Except
nope.
for the people that were defending
la,
it.
La,
and
la,
even
la,
they,
la, fuck, fucking talk
even
I,
Trump's
la,
lawyers
la, la,
said
la, la.
That it was quid pro quo. They just
stupid.
Didn't give a shit. Even fucking
stupid.
The Senate said that it was against
stupid.
The law and they weren't still
going
to vote
fucking
for it.
Retard.
There were many Republican
you
senators that
are
said they were against
retard.
The law.
Cal, let me say one thing. If a cop finds cocaine in your car...
Totally different fucking
no, no,
sentence.
No, no, listen.
And he didn't have any probable cause.
You get
it doesn't matter if he had
coke.
Back.
It doesn't...
You won't get charged.
So you're
it.
Saying... That's the metaphor you, is Biden has coke, therefore you should have investigated him
Biden,
even though there was no
Biden's
probable
son,
cause.
Biden, you know the whole fucking deal.
Maybe that's a loose
that's
metaphor.
They both should be in jail.
Okay. His what's up with his pro quo?
Yeah, go to jail.
He held,
quit
he, held 40,
he should go to jail.
He held $4 billion.
See, I'm
so
agreeing with you.
Just because Biden's son
okay, so then,
is
so then
corrupt,
why that? Not? Why not saying, is this motherfucker going to be investigated? Why is that prudent to
it's
a
it's not
pro
asking
quo?
A question. He told him,
it's not
I'm
prudent
not going to give you money.
Because it should be done.
That's not the
it
same thing.
It should be done.
That's not the
he
same
should
thing.
Be investigated.
That doesn't matter.
He should.
You
yeah, it does
hold,
fucking matter.
You can't
it
hold
matters
money.
The whole fucking law.
You can't hold money, and you can't.
Biden tried to hold money
order
first.
Another country.
Biden
to do
tried to hold
political.
Money first.
So just
he
because that was wrong,
they
done.
Both should go to. They both should go to jail then.
No. Nope,
so
not
if Biden
true.
Goes to jail.
Nope.
Then by precedent.
For asking.
By precedent.
For asking.
Listen.
For a corrupt motherfucker to be investigated, Trump should go to jail.
He didn't ask. He ordered.
He did ask.
He didn't ask.
No,
he
did
he
ask.
Ordered.
He said,
he ordered.
Why is this guy, is
if
this
you
guy
do not
gonna
get the
get
money if you do not investigate this guy? That's
he
an
didn't
order.
Say
that's
that.
Ask. Yes,
he
did.
Never said that.
Yes, he did.
He never said
yes,
that.
He did.
He dude, the fucking transcripts are out there. He never fucking said
and
that.
And redacted.
Read it. Read it.
I
read
have.
It. Find it. Find it, fucking motherfucker.
He,
read it to me. And
the...
we're fucking done with this conversation.
Are they clipping the mic,
fuck
bro?
You in this conversation.
They're clipping the mic? All right. Turn it back up so we can have... You just fucking O'Reilly'd him, man. That would have been tight.
You,
hold on one second.
Fuck you, dude.
Don't
fuck,
fuck
you
me.
Too.
I'm fuck just saying too. That would be funny if Bill O'Reilly was like, Lala, shut the fuck up, or I'll fucking hit you. I'll fucking hit you.
He almost had said he'll hit somebody. He had said
I think
that.
He said that to that,
nah, dude,
that
I'm
kid
that
whose dad died
in
9/11.
You know you're wrong and you just can't admit
no,
it.
No, I'm not wrong, bro.
Yeah, you are.
Dude, read the fucking transcripts. They're fucking out there. All
right, so wait.
Yeah,
wait.
Dude, I watched Stephon Molyneux read the whole fucking thing,
motherfucker. Oh, God, that guy sucks.
Yeah.
No, but he fucking breaks down everything, bro. 40, both sides fucking
That was the guy who said Taylor Swift is turning 30 and she needs to get pregnant soon because her eggs are dying or some shit.
Yeah, that's like...
He's a creep.
He's cool, dude. He's smart, bro. He is smart, dude.
That might be true, but he's still an asshole.
Anyway.
He's a philosophy major like Aaron Maslow.
And like Nick Coots the bitch.
Aaron Maslow and Steve Molyneux.
Aaron Maslow has a philosophy degree?
Yeah.
That makes so much more sense now.
Aaron, had I known.
Had I known.
I
what
would have asked more questions.
Do you have?
English.
English.
yeah, man. My GPA, by the time I... They don't tell you when you start college, like, you need to, like, pick... You need to figure this out. You know what I mean? I just took I took dumb classes, like, acting... And shit, you know what I mean? It didn't go...
You're like, I'm just going to have experience.
Anyway,
I'm going to pay $50,000 for
it. Right. By the time I had to pick a degree, my GPA was only good enough to get an English degree. That doesn't, no one cares though.
What's an English degree?
You just like.
Can you teach English?
Yeah, like you just read classic literature and you analyze it and you write about it. And that's it, man. That's really it. I got an A in Shakespeare, though. Nobody does that.
Yeah.
Nobody fucking does that. Because I knew how to use fucking Spark Notes, motherfucker. Spark Notes! You make me want to yell, bro. I like this. This is dual Aries energy right here, man.
Oh, yeah, dude. We're going to fight you, bro.
Yeah. Because that's the thing. I always want
to
fight.
Go back to Grand Junction. Go back to Mormon.
I have no reason to fight you, but I always want to punch something.
What's the Mormon? What's the Mormon? Hey, what's the fucking Mormon president that wanted to be the Mormon president?
Mitt Romney?
Romney.
Yeah, Romney. That guy was a cheese dick, motherfucker.
That's a good word to describe him.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They're all cheese dick motherfuckers half the time, bro.
Obama was cool.
Obama's all right. I voted for him the first time, but then when he wanted me to pay $150 for not having insurance, it's like, come on, homeboy, I'm just a fucking...
That's how insurance works, dumbass.
I'm just a dope dealer. No, for not having insurance that he wanted
me to
pay on my taxes.
Because everybody
wants
to bing
in. That's fucking stupid.
No, that's how insurance works.
Insurance, bro.
If you get pulled over not having a car, then you get a ticket.
Fuck insurance. Fuck insurance. You understand me now? You understand me now? No?
You don't care about the collective. You only care about yourself. I get that. You're selfish.
Because I'm not paying for a bunch of fucking immigrants to have insurance, dude. Fuck that shit, bro. You think
I
want
really
fucking...
Care.
You think I want
At
Hank?
At this point, I don't
you
care.
You think I want Hank
I
and
hope
fucking
everybody gets
Jeffrey?
Insurance.
I hope
fuck countries, fuck
you pay
borders,
for
fuck
it,
all
then.
That shit. I don't
you
care
pay
anymore.
For it. You pay taxes
I do.
And all that dumb
I
shit.
I would happily
I'm
pay for it.
I'm sovereign citizen now.
I would happily pay
I'm
for
totally
it.
I'm totally sovereign citizen
yeah,
now, bro.
But
you're off the grid.
For some reason, it's weird.
I'm totally off the grid. I never paid for a fucking bill for the past fucking year,
but you
bro.
You still pay sales tax.
Nope, I don't pay sales tax.
How do you not pay? Anytime you buy something, you
pay
sales tax.
I don't
pay
sales
tax.
He doesn't buy
shit from stores. He steals it and then sells it.
That doesn't mean that you don't buy shit.
I don't buy shit. I steal it. Bro.
Actually, to
bought,
his credit, I've never actually seen him
shit.
Buy something.
Yeah. I've seen him buy plenty of
oh,
things.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
He no. made a purchase at the
yeah.
counter?
Dude, like at
oh
a gas station.
Oh, my God,
chips, Lewis. He bought
slipping,
all
bro.
That stuff.
Holy shit.
Still contributing to the system. Can't
you can't let
himself.
That get out. We're
yeah,
going to have to
I
cut
that
out.
Yeah, but I stole that money from surveys and shit, bro. So it's free money, son. It's free money,
he does
bitch.
Make a point. Most of his money is from scams.
Fuck, dude. All of it, dude. Fucking 1,000%.
So
every
do you do
I'm
any,
hustling,
like,
dude.
Plasma or blood?
Yeah, I was supposed to go today.
Oh, no shit.
Actually, you might still give me a ride over there and I'll just miss Brian's mic.
How much does that pay?
Tomorrow, $40. And then the next time, $40. And then the time after, $50. And then the
yeah,
time after
know.
That, $55.
It's not worth
bucks.
It after you don't get to like the $80 and shit to me.
No,
but
dude.
He doesn't have a job, so like he's got
yeah.
to
do.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck, dude. You're fucking lame, bro. You work at the fucking cheese dick ass airport.
How long does it take for your body to replenish those?
Fuck, I eat a burrito.
He takes two crack hits and he's good.
Oh, for real?
Nah, dude. You don't smoke crack after you do blood, bro. You pour heroin right into the hole.
Oh, to refill
yeah,
it? Yeah, I got
dude.
You.
So you say, yo, leave that cotton loose.
Right.
That way you go outside, hit the dope man. Gives you the syringe, you just put it right back in the hole. Psh, you're high on heroin, dude. That's how easy it is.
Fuck.
No,
dude.
You know the funniest thing is the CSL Plasma place I go to. There's a gluten-free market right next door, and I was like, times must be hard in Arvada, bud. The fucking the gluten-free motherfuckers gotta go give plasma to get their fucking their bread and shit.
Wow. Yeah.
I was like, it's rough for them fucking gluten-free heads over there.
Jesus. Jesus. Fucking dabbed out, bro.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Them fucking losers.
Yeah. Dude, he walks in there high every single time.
Dude. I just think how good the people feel when they get my plasma. Like,
they do.
Yeah,
Jesus.
This guy already got some weed in it, dog. Fucking got high THC content, fucking all that shit. I can't believe they still take my blood.
God damn.
Every time I imagine they just look at you like, God damn, they're going to have to put this
yeah.
on. Like, only third world country people get, only immigrants
That's
get this fucking
saying.
Blood.
Most people who What kind of people do you see in the plasma?
They're never the...
Yeah, man.
They're never wearing you want them.
You know what they are?
Look at them and be like, I want your...
You know what they are? They're a quarter tweaker. They're nurses and shit. Like, fucking cute little nurse girls coming in their scrubs to give fucking plasma.
Because they, like, have a heart.
Yeah, they want to help out. Right. And they And then there's this old guy, this old fucking business guy comes in and he goes like this. He's like, oh yeah, me and my wife, we go on a trip every summer.
I definitely don't want his blood. That's a lot. I would rather have the tweaker's blood than that dude's blood.
Yeah, no, dude, this guy comes
in and
he goes.
You fall asleep when you get it.
He goes, yeah, me and my wife, we go on a trip every summer.
You get that fucking blood, you get arthritis.
I was talking with him the other day, and he's like, I think I seen you on a video. And I was like, he's all, you were talking about it last week. Thick fucking skinned.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
For real?
You watch my fucking YouTube.
Wow.
Fucking
you got he's friends all, at the plasma
yeah,
joint.
Yeah, nah, dude.
That's he's
fun,
got
man.
Fans at the plasma joint.
Yeah,
right
yeah,
before he
fans,
dies,
dude.
He'll come out.
Yeah. Holy shit.
And then
shit.
He'll fall asleep at his show because he just gave plasma.
No.
I felt all fucked up one night at Lions Lair, but after giving plasma, dude, I was in there all like that. I told fucking Roger, I was like, you got a dab, homeboy? He's like, you look fucked up. I was like, I just need a dab, dog. I didn't get to the dispensary. And I was all fucked
Jesus
up.
Jesus Christ, man.
And then
that's
you go
like
to the back and do a dab, and I'm like, whew. He's like, are you all right? I was like, fuck. I was like, I did plasma today, but I'm all fucked up. He brings me two bags of chips, dog, and a soda and shit, dude.
Did fucking, the dab dude. Help? All right, I'll
yeah,
take
the
chips
really
help.
Helped.
Dude, are dabs like what, fucking spinach is the Popeye? Actually,
yeah.
I'm getting
yeah.
that vibe from you.
Yeah, kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's fucked,
yeah.
dude.
No,
for
dude.
Him, and
dun, the hashtag yeah. dabs a day ain't no joke, bro. Ask Bella, dude.
It's my
fucking...
When I hear people doing dabs, they're incapacitated.
No,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
not me and him. He's gotten me so fucking used to doing dabs.
Right, right.
Dude, I remember when I first met this motherfucker, like, I would do dabs with him and just be, like, so stoned I couldn't go on stage.
Sure.
And now it's just like, man, I could do, like, five dabs and still
be
good.
Dude,
fucking Mike Stanley will come up, come out and have a cigarette, and I'll be up top of the steps doing fucking 2-3 big old dabs. He's like, how many did you do?
Yeah, yeah, man.
Dude, I love that because I remember you showed up at my mic one time and you were just like,
dude,
sorry, dude, I got up. Can you put me up later? I got higher.
Yeah, man. And that wasn't much weed, bro. That
I
was
know.
Just like a really
you just not
tiny,
smoke that much?
Not really, bro. And I cannot do stand up high.
Really?
Like, no.
What happens?
It just, well, because
it's easy, bro.
I don't. I like to be.
I can definitely tell the times that I'm too stoned and I'm just kind of lethargic and stuff on stage. But like, dude, if you don't smoke weed on, like, there's days that I'm at work and I just don't smoke all day, and then I'll go right to a mic, take like 2 or 3 good hits, and then go right on stage.
You
that
is stayed.
The greatest feeling.
Dude,
of
you
all
should have
time.
Stayed.
I can't ride
stayed.
The. I can't ride the dragon.
That
bro.
Night, that night at Growler when you headlined or whatever.
Yeah.
I was so fucking high, dude. I did the best fucking crowd work. There was a couple right up front. I was like, yo, what do you guys want to hear?
Yeah.
I was like, being that I just got high, do you guys want to hear about the first time I got high? Or do you want to hear about my Gay Jose story? And they're like, Gay Jose. I was like, oh, I forgot about that one. But my crowd work was on point because I was fucking stoned as fuck, dude.
Yeah, that's how I remember being high feeling
yeah,
when I was
dude.
A kid. You didn't have any worries about it. I got too many yeah. worries now.
Nah, you...
So if I get high,
you know,
I get two
people,
in my head.
Well,
you
see,
know,
that's,
yeah.
that's what I'm talking about of, like, doing it and going right on stage because, like...
Yeah.
You don't have time... Because, like, I get what... Weed does that, and it does that to me sometimes. You get anxiety and you
right.
think about past shit.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Like, but if you catch in the right moment, it just allows your brain to just...
Yeah, and I totally get that.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm comfortable and I feel good, I feel that way. But, yeah, dude, that night, I was like, oh, God... Oh no, what if, oh no,
and that's,
you know,
that's
yeah,
the funniest
man.
Because fucking it's Kinga, so it would have went bad either way.
It didn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter,
but you
but
were just so stoned.
It
just
activates,
like,
oh man, we're gonna
it
have
makes
to
me
listen
neurotic.
To this jam later, bro. This is some dope ass fucking Kelly shit.
Is that Dub C?
Nah, dude.
I don't know. Let's get off of this. This is no need to talk about this.
Fuck you. We'll listen to this right now, bro. I don't give a fuck.
No, man. I didn't come here to listen to this
hippity hop.
This hip hop.
Yeah, let's not bring up hip hop. I heard who you worked for, pussy.
Oh, you know what?
I'm just playing. Just playing.
Okay.
No, so how long have you been doing comedy?
The classic
almost
question.
5 years.
5 years?
Yeah.
Strong?
Yeah.
Did you start in Kansas City?
Yes, I did.
Missouri?
So why?
Why?
In your 30s, midlife crisis, or were you just like...
No, man. I don't get that shit anyway. Jesus Christ. Why am I so offended by that?
I know.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta do something. I just life is... I could do anything, you know? You only live once. I gotta try it. Jesus Christ, dude. Nah. A coworker walked into work and said he did open mic, and I didn't bomb. And I was like, dude, if you could fucking do that shit, I could do that shit. And then I had one good my first set went well,
good.
And I got bit by the bug. And I was like, that's the dopest
thing you've
feeling
ever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And then what? You did it?
And I just kept doing it. I sucked terribly for like a month or maybe a month and a half. Like,
that's always what happens if you have a good set first half.
Yeah, but it was like painful, dude.
Yeah.
And you have to like see the same people that just saw you like
bomb
the week before, and you feel like it was terrible, dude.
What was the worst joke you did starting out?
I compared... That's another thing I see new comics do. They try to do comedy about comedy, and that's what I did. I was like, well, I never thought about being a stand-up because my dick isn't small. And I was just talking about how I don't have a small dick, and that if if it was a Yelp, that I had a 4 out of 5 Yelp rating on my penis. And then I compared it to a local dish. I said, I have the Graham and Dunn pig wings of dick. And and that was it. That was it. That actually like hit at the time. Yeah, that actually hit. And then
the worst joke I ever said was at fucking Trito on a Thursday night, and I had hurt my back at work, right? So I was all eating.
Oh, did you say worst joke?
Yeah, the worst starting off joke, like fucking when I was first starting out.
Oh, I thought you said first joke.
No,
all right.
First worst joke I ever fucking said, I had hurt my back at work, so I was all fucking high on fucking edibles and shit, and I was barely walking around, dude, and I go up to the mic, and I was like, oh, man, I hurt my back fucking this fat girl the other night.
Yeah, I did something like that.
And, dude, all the girls in the room that were left got up.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh,
no.
Fuck.
Okay.
I was like, oh, so I can't say fucking a fat chick up here. And I never said,
dude,
that.
I remember,
shit
funny.
I remember my worst bomb. My worst bomb was at Lion's Lair, and I was coming to visit Denver for like a concert.
Sure.
And they ended up not having enough tickets, so I literally just went out to an open mic that night because I was just starting. I was like 2 years into comedy, doing it just from Junction, and I came to Denver. I was like, all right, well, if I'm not going to go to the show, I'm going to go fucking do open mics. And fucking, I went to Lion's Lair, and
yo,
you know Lion's Lair.
Yo,
dude.
Yeah.
Fucking,
that's,
I go up. So I showed up like super early. I showed up like 9:30, which was like a bad move to begin with.
Yeah.
And I had money at the time because I had a good job, so I was just drinking my ass off.
Jesus.
Good beers. And by the time the open mic just started, I was kind of drunk. And then I didn't get on until like 12:30.
Yeah.
Fucking like trashed. And I go up on stage and I start off with that fucking stupid ass rifle joke. You ever heard that one?
Rifle?
Yeah, it's we love guns so much in this state, we have a town called Rifle.
Oh, okay.
That's like Iraq
having
a village called IED.
Sure. Yeah.
And fucking nothing, dude.
Oh, man.
Absolutely not. And then I just, I did 5 minutes of nothing, except halfway through I had this bit that I used to do that I said, my dad always gave me a great piece of advice. Always make sure you have a job before you quit the one that you're at. Which is hilarious because that's exactly how he treated his wives.
Oh,
and there was one guy in the back that went, ha! Oh, we're not laughing. And he sat back down.
Oh, we're not laughing. Jesus, dude.
And then just bomb city.
Yeah, that's not a place to do And be new.
So I got off stage and I fucking had bought ecstasy the night before and I literally just went to my car that was parked around the block and I fucking just did like three lines of ecstasy and went to this party for the whole
night. Oh, wow. Well, at least you got over it quick.
Jeez. No, I didn't. I was fucking thinking about it.
Oh, really?
I quit comedy for 3 months.
Oh, my God, bro.
I didn't do a set in Junction for 3 months because I was just like, oh, I can't. Okay, I can't do this. I don't know what the fuck. I'm the worst comic who ever lived.
You are the worst.
I know that Lewis thinks so, but you know.
Really? Does Lewis tell you this? Well,
he
Does
tells he... me it every goddamn day.
Oh, wow. That's really nice.
I know. He's a supportive friend and a piece of shit.
Oh, man. I wish I heard worse instead of first. I gave you guys my first joke. My worst. Fuck it. We're moving on.
No. Tell me your worst. What's your worst?
I lived with my parents at the time, and I just did this bit about living with my parents. But I didn't, like, own it. I just made it. Because you ever see someone just kind of list off things that are depressing?
Yeah, they're not anything in it yet.
Yeah. And you think that's going to be funny? Yeah. And yeah, people didn't. No one laughed, man.
I
they
live
just
with my
kinda
parents,
look,
and they right. found my jack-off yeah. socks.
Dude, and they just, people were just
they,
like.
They go through my mail. Right. They've been on my internet history. And it's really hard to tell your parents you're gay that way. Right.
And people weren't. Yeah, no one laughed. They're just like, sad.
Yeah,
know?
No, I know. I love listening to that now because I can see myself in it in the beginning.
Oh, you had a shit? You had one like that? Or?
Well, no, I know. Oh, just right. like the listing of depressing shit with no emphasis and no joke delivery in it and
yeah,
shit
man.
Like that. Like, just, I know exactly what you're talking about.
If
like,
you,
where you're like talking about, you know, your relationship or a breakup or something. And you think it's hilarious because you're like, oh, this is something everybody relate to. But then you just say it.
I hear a lot of formula. A lot of people will be like, so I just da-da-da-da-da, fucked up shit, insert here. And that's where I'm at, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, no one ever laughs at that.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
They're like, okay, we're in a different place than you.
Yeah. Oh, blah, blah, blah.
Like, you got to sneak it in, bro. Like, when I sneak it in, that I was like, these little white kids get paranoid on the sativa weed. And then I say, I don't even get paranoid when I used to do cocaine dabs.
Yeah, I like but how you slip in.
No, and then
dabs.
I say, I was like, I wouldn't be looking out the window. I was like, maybe once to make sure my mom's car's still gone, you know what I mean?
Oh, right, just kind of...
Yeah, you got to sneak it in.
Yeah, but you're not, like, sitting there talking about my mom's car or, you know, expanding on...
Yeah.
I don't know, I get it. I totally get it.
You got to slide it in, bro.
Dude, I made the living with my parents bit work when I fucking owned it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so I made something sad, like... I sold it as if it was like, right. And then people are like, oh, that's fucking, that's terrible.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, exactly.
What? Dude, you're fucking Mexican O'Reilly, bro.
He is. I'm literally his Jon Stewart. That's kind of how this is. I'm the only person that can like shut him up or just don't want
to
cry.
Even do that,
I would love to have a show. With
I don't
you
listen
too.
To retards, bro, for sure.
Nah,
bro.
It's gotta be political, though. It's gotta be political, and it just never, nothing.
I would love to do a comedy show where both me and him are on a stand like Bill O'Reilly and Jon Stewart did, and we just do political shit. Because he would just yell.
Nothing
that's
ever,
all he
that's
would
what
do.
I'm saying. Nothing ever gets
Fuck
resolved.
You.
No further understanding,
You're
no
stupid.
Objective.
Dude,
truth.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Me and him did a roast show against each other, and I just had joke after joke after joke, and he just did like random insults.
Oh, right.
It was no setup punchline. You just had, like, the dumber they are, the more retarded they fall. Like, stupid shit like that.
That is. The taller they are, the dumber they fall.
So they do look more dumb when they fall.
Tall
tall people look dumber.
Just think if you threw tall guy off of a roof, bro. How fucking dumb they fall.
Yeah, it would be a gangly.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It looked like fucking like one of those monsters from Creepshow, bro, or something, dude.
You know? Oh, Creepshow.
Or
yeah, I remember that.
Fucking, what was it? Evil Dead. He looked like the monster coming out of the fucking thing. What a loser.
Perfect.
Get out of my fucking fridge, you cocksucker.
He's like a bear. Outburst is part of
our sound guy doesn't get paid, so he gets paid in your food.
I'm making him little weenies.
Are you making little weenies right
now? Yeah, I'm like making little weenies.
Oh, that's cool. Little weenies are the shit.
Smokies? Like, they.
Yeah,
okay,
duh,
cool. Alright, sorry, man. Fuck.
Fucking
fuck.
Dirty, rotten little bitch.
Dirty, rotten little bitch. Man, I have
no
one. I have never.
Jim Nelson is the fucking, is my best customer.
Oh, yeah.
On King Daddy's Auto, dude.
Yeah.
He's fucking awesome.
I'm with that,
your
bro.
Your shit's fucking, yeah. If you need your brakes done, your car serviced, hit me up at King Daddy's Auto.
He'll look
on
exactly
Facebook.
Like this when he fixes your car.
Hell yeah, I'll work on your car and my overalls, man. Ask this guy. I had to take his whole top manifold
off. Make sure
off
it's a nice day
because
he doesn't
nice
have
car.
A garage.
Yeah,
so
bro.
Yeah. In next month, we're going to be starting King Daddy's Auto, kicking off fucking
Dude.
Big time right when the fucking weather clears up. You know what
I'm
I mean?
I'm with that. I think I got, I'll have, my roommate wants to be a future client.
Hell yeah,
for shit.
Dude. Fuck
it. And with the money I saved, I was able to buy more drugs and more supplements. You know what I mean? More vitamins.
More vitamins.
That's
vitamins.
Right, man. And
vitamins
think about that.
Is
think
what
about,
makes this white kid strong.
Think
dude.
About your health,
it.
Man.
Hell yeah.
I'm with
fucking
it.
Veganisms, all that dumb shit, whatever, dude. I'm down with whatever, even though I don't do it. You know what I mean?
Nah, I appreciate that, dude. My friend, my roommate told me that, dude, spark plugs will fucking cost you.
Yeah.
No, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got you hooked up, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
My
dude,
car
simple
just,
shit ain't no joke.
It keeps starting. I can't stop it. It will. It just wants every
King
time.
King Daddy's Auto,
dude.
Hit me up.
All right.
At Big Lou 303, Venmo. Text me $4.20. Tell me what's wrong with your car. Leave your name, your number, and I'll get right back to you. King Daddy's Auto.
With that.
Hell yeah, dude.
With that, dude.
So when did you move to Denver?
It'll be 2 years in July.
Oh, so you moved when I moved.
I think we kind of ran into each other at Billingsley's, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
that's where yeah, I remember
yeah,
yeah I
that
remember
was
that,
I love,
shit, that place was crazy. I love how they put you in like a fucking auctioneer's booth of a
yeah,
stage.
Yeah, man.
You had like a fucking half wall in between you to look out on the crowd. You looked
where
like you were dictating.
It was in Aurora at this wing restaurant.
It was called,
what was it called?
Big John something.
It was called like, yeah.
But JT Billingsley used to run it and fucking it was a sports bar and I remember going there and I would just like fucking I remember the first time I bombed. And then the second time I kind of like got some people.
Sure.
And that was the first time I ever saw Anthony Crawford or Anthony Armstrong. And that
oh,
was
right.
fucking crazy to see.
Yeah.
I remember
yeah.
seeing him for the, because he was JJ Billingsley, or he is JJ Billingsley friend and shit. And he just showed up and he would murder the crowd. And I was like, all right, so it is possible to murder this crowd. And then I went
yeah.
there like the fourth, you weren't there. This is the time I met Josh Grambo. I went there and it was me, Harrison Garcia, Josh Grambo, this black dude that I haven't seen since. And some other dude, Evan Peterson, and fucking
oh
yeah, that tall fucking
yeah,
motherfucker.
Evan dude.
I haven't seen him in a minute.
Yeah,
but no. So we were all there, and fucking Harrison goes up, and he's in that booth, and he comes out into the crowd, and he tries to like do his jokes to the crowd, like in the crowd, and fucking the black dude goes up, and he stands up on this bar, and he does it.
Yeah,
and he kind of gets their attention. He's like looking down on him, and he's like trying to say jokes and stuff. I'm drunk as fuck when I go up. And I'm so just like over it. I'm like, I bombed this fucking mic like twice in a row.
Yeah.
Fuck all this. And I fucking like do one joke, doesn't get anything. I put the mic in the mic stand and I fucking walked out of the crowd and I just like yelled my jokes in
Holy
the middle
shit.
Of everything.
In the middle of the crowd?
Yeah, and fucking murdered. Like,
wow.
I was, it surprised me. Because I was so drunk that I was just like super into it. It was just like when I was first starting here and shit.
That's
and so, like,
an alt tactic, right?
It was,
there.
Yeah, exactly. And like, fucking JJ gave me props afterwards. Fucking this one dude gave me props. It was one of those moments that like keeps you going. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, man.
Like you have those moments. You have these like lulls in like writing or like this.
Yeah,
and then
dude.
You just grab either a bit or a crowd that you
I
just
I never
like,
have that.
I've
Whatever,
seen
Lewis. Just shut up.
You're not immune to the things that we're all.
I the... love doing that. I love bombing, bro. That's one of my favorites.
I like that you
What's
like it.
What's your favorite place to bomb?
Mike.
Oh, your mic always bombs, bro. That's
yeah.
fucking...
That's Actually, you know what? Yeah. I will
King
say...
King is Iraqistan, bro. It's always getting bombed.
But it's a fun hang, and it's
no,
the
it's
best
not.
Mic on a Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
For a drunk bitch, yeah. Fuck.
No, I was there last night. I had a good time. Actually, bombing there... Because there's certain places when you bomb, you feel like super scrutinized, and you don't like it. But
yeah,
I can bomb at Kinga's.
I bomb so bad.
I don't give a fuck.
It's the chillest mic in Denver, somebody
yeah.
said last night. It's the chillest
Whatever,
mic in Denver.
Whatever, dude.
What
Nobody
is your problem?
Fuck that
what the fuck is your problem, Lewis?
White boy Dylan. I
He's just
sad because
his mic doesn't
him.
Get as many people as my late mic
yeah,
does.
Yeah, right, dude. Who gives
your
a fuck
mic
about
started.
A mic? Dude, your mic's like having a mic at a house party, bud. It ain't even fucking
We had
working,
a mic at a
bro.
House
That's
party.
That shit's tight.
Yeah.
That's why it's tight.
That's a great time.
That's why it's tight, bro.
Man, man
it's fun.
You're
every time.
A bitter
you win
$10. Bitch, dude.
You've won the $10 like 5 times. What are you complaining about?
That's what...
Fuck, dog. It should be more, bro.
You
why?
Beat
you
me
just
at,
don't complain. It's an open
the
mic. You're
battle.
Like you're getting money, faggot.
Whatever. You get paid. Me and Brian get fucking free root beer fucking this Sunday, bitch.
Free root beer as opposed to a $60 tab. I'm so proud of you.
And I'm not going to
say
nothing.
I get drunk for free on a Tuesday night. I'm going to call that good.
Where are we? 5 minutes left.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, 45? You know what? I think we covered a lot of ground.
We're at 45.
Oh, we're at 45? Good.
We got time.
Louis,
you're a motherfucker,
dude.
Yeah.
So what's your... Didn't you just have a big show?
I did New Talent last week.
Yeah. Did you do good or what?
It went really well, actually. It did go very well.
I'll brag a little bit.
But I don't, you know, I try to keep it low key.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want people being like, fuck him.
I had Janae Burris say during my New Talent set, she's like, I can't believe you made punching a girl funny.
Oh, nice.
I was like, cool.
Yeah, you kind of have this energy, though, that, like, makes me feel okay about laughing about some of the shit.
Yeah, because he gives up the energy that he's a piece of shit, not you.
Yeah, or so, no, yeah, that's it.
Can vicariously live a piece of shit lifestyle by listening to his
joke. That joke, the super origin of that joke was 5280. I get up on the mic and I go, yo, the craziest shit happened to me today. I have this little blue-haired lesbian chick try to fight me at the store. and it was a Mexican crowd.
That's set up, too.
That's how it started, bro.
That's so funny.
That fucking shit turned into a fucking different animal when you say it the right way, dude.
No, it is.
Yeah.
Changed me punching a blue-haired lesbian girl this afternoon into a fucking dope-ass fucking 3-minute fucking joke.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
That's how crazy. Man, you guys won't believe this. I punched a blue-haired lesbian chick today. Turned into 3 minutes of fucking dope shit. That's comedy, dude. I love this game, bro. Yeah. I see how enthusiastic my homeboy Dennis the Menace is about comedy. The Chiefs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just love Dennis the Menace, dude. I'm so glad you showed up.
It's great
dude.
To be here. You guys are the homies. You guys day ones.
I talk shit to Tall Guy. That's because I know he could be so much better. Like, I don't even have to talk shit to Brian no more. He's awesome. He's awesome at this fucking comedy
game. Yeah, he kicks dogs. He fucking...
See, yeah, I don't want that propaganda getting out there.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to say
propaganda,
that
all right?
I'm like, guys, did you hear? Brian kicks dogs.
See, I'm an actual dog kicker, all right? I'll take the heat for that.
Michael Vick?
I'm worse than Vick.
No, I've kicked the dog
before, Vick was
bro,
a kicker.
I remember this dog was chasing us down 56 right here, and I jumped off my bike, and he was still chasing my homeboy. And I fucking went to kick the dog in the side, and I kicked it right in his fucking balls, bro. I kicked it fucking hard, like, in between his legs like that. Ah, dude, hard, bro. And that dog just, like, fucking 180 and went, like that, dude. I felt bad.
Dude, the only thing I've done is punch a cat in the face.
It was a mean-ass dog.
Man. People disrespect
the
shit out of cats.
No, this cat shit on my chest while I was sleeping. This cat deserved it.
Oh, so it was just a knee jerk like,
No, it was, he shit on my chest and then I was like, what the fuck? And he ran away and then I cornered him in the bathroom.
Oh, wow. Retaliation.
Did you ever hear my kitty cat story?
No.
All right, dude. So me and this fine little lesbian chick were boning. We were eating shrooms and boning.
Yeah.
And she had 3 little kitty cats. Smoke. Sativa and I forget the last one's name, but one time we were boning and I'm fucking slamming it down and I'm fucking about to come and I feel the kitty cat on my foot and I was like, oh, the cats are on the bed, and she's like, oh yeah, just finished, and I was like, oh, I'm almost done, and then all of a sudden I feel the cat fucking like grab my nutsack. Boom, man.
Yeah.
The kitty cat had my nutsack like Jordan, son. The kitty cat had my nutsack.
Oh, God.
I came like that. I came Ooh, I came right there, but wow.
Yeah, man, extra. Sound.
Hell yeah, yeah, dude.
Now he gets that claw weapon from Bruce Lee movie. Just
yeah, like, right. While he's fucking.
But
I can only
that,
come if a
I
cat.
I was like, the kitty cat's on my nuts. She's like, what? And I fucking stood up, and the cat's hanging on my nuts like that, like the counselor poster.
Jeez,
just hanging
bro.
There. The kitty cat's hanging on my nuts, and she has to grab the little paw and fuck the fucking nuts.
Fuck, dude.
It was fucking
what
crazy.
An insane cat, bro.
Yeah, little smoke dog, dude. He was dope, bro. He's the
that would hurt.
Cat.
I would fucking throw
oh,
that
dude,
cat.
That cat was cool. I didn't mind it, bro. It was
what?
Tight,
that
dude.
That wasn't painful?
Nah, bro. Fuck,
dude.
Dude,
when you're fucking, you're nuts
when you slam
your
dick
about.
Into
no,
yours,
I get
bro.
It. Yeah.
When you fuck like I fuck, bro, that ain't nothing, dog.
Okay. When you fuck, are you you? I can't imagine you being
this
very...
This guy comes shit sometimes.
I'm undercover fucking...
Fuck master. You're an Aries though, right?
Yeah, dude.
There's no Casanova...
oh no, he's just like, you're gonna get fucked.
Yeah,
tonight.
Yeah, yeah, because that's how... Yeah.
Hey,
that's how,
I
do it. There's
ever,
no sensuality.
You ever see that Felipe Esparza?
Dude, can you hold on a second?
Where he goes like this, where that bitch goes, just leave me here. And then I come out of the bushes, hey, what's up, girl?
See,
and that's how it works every time.
I was about
time,
to say,
dude.
Can you imagine Lewis being, like, sensual? Or, like, no. You know what I mean?
Oh, girl.
Yeah, this
how
little
you doing?
Little ear pet.
Oh.
I do that all the time, bro.
Let me just nibble
shit,
on it.
Man.
Let me just nibble on it.
You do that all the time, bro. You totally trick him, bro.
Take this crack
that's
hit while I nibble on your ear.
Nah, you don't do that, bro. You don't do that. You just smoke weed and drink yellowtail with bitches. Why you think I stole your wine, you cocksucker? I was about to get some pussy, dude.
Hey, bro, this is my wine.
You see, if
dude.
I pulled that out on Valentine's Day with
dude.
Some fucking bitch...
Past Valentine's Day, you
it
fucked up.
It don't matter. It don't matter. But if I did see some chick on the side of the road with a broken rose, I had to pull out that yellowtail. Come on, girl. Hey, come
yeah.
over to my mom's house.
Dude.
You know what I mean? Real sharp, like.
You ever think about?
Come over to my mom's house. Oh my God. Let me come over to my house. Watch me yell at my mom for 30 minutes, and then we'll fuck.
Bro, yeah. Then I'm gonna make a bath for you. We're gonna put rose petals in that motherfucker.
They're artificial roses. There's those ones you buy from Walmart.
They're the fucking dollar store.
Yeah.
Bring that broken rose in your hand, girl. I'm gonna throw that shit in a bathtub for you, dude.
Oh,
I got
man.
Mr. Bubble.
Hell
I'm
yeah.
good.
Fuck yeah, gangster shit.
Don Juan
no,
Martinez, dude.
No, when I'm macking bitches,
I'm gonna
bitches,
pour tequila in the
when
bath
I'm
for you.
Girls, it's Ricardo Martinez.
Oh, but you call me
Ricardo.
Ricardo
Martinez
yeah.
with a big penis. You know what I mean? We're all
oh
easy,
God.
Bro. You'll never forget it.
Oh,
never forget
my God.
It, bro.
You think
Did
you ever
take
gonna...
Bella out on her leash? Is she on her leash?
Just standing there
in the wind. Dude. All right, just make sure she's on her leash.
All right, we're on Bella maintenance, everybody.
Yeah, dude. Fucking, I thought she was hurt. She slipped on the ice.
Oh. Oh, yeah, slipped, yeah.
Yeah, she slipped on the ice. On
right,
the
she fell. I get
That's
it.
That's what Brian said. Pick up her dog shit.
So have you done
like,
any,
I'm just playing, Brian,
I'll get
like
it.
That? I'll
get
I've done a few, yeah.
Let him yeah. stand there,
why,
dude,
why can't, how can you even get anywhere with this guy? How can we talk about anything? He's
what
trying to ask me questions.
I was trying to ask him about road gigs, if he's ever done road gigs.
I just did a few in Arkansas, like, within the last year.
Yeah?
I mean, that was it.
What's up, dude?
Well,
we're going
to
go back to Kansas City with you and do some comedy.
That's fine. I'd love to bring you guys to KC,
Let's go,
dude.
Dude.
Actually, yeah, I want to fucking, I want to return to my hometown with some, like, Denver. Bring some Denver
yeah,
with me. And
I would
just,
love to go to KC because
you know
I got stuck in KC for 24 hours because I missed a Greyhound. And, like, I didn't have...
Oh, shit.
Dude,
I
no.
know what station you
yeah,
got
yeah,
stuck
the one,
at.
The
downtown.
One, yeah, yeah,
yeah. yeah,
I got
yeah.
Dude, I fucking got stuck at the downtown.
There's nothing
station.
Around there.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
Dude, no, check this out. I fucking went to KC. I was moving to Missouri to my girlfriend's house when I was, like, 20.
Sure.
And this is before college, before anything. And I fucking got on the Greyhound bus, and I had, like, some good Colorado weed with me that I was
yeah.
bringing. And I go to this fucking, I go to the Kansas City, get dropped off there and all that stuff, and I'm waiting, like, 3 hours for my bus. And then I go to this guy and I'm like, hey, is this going to fucking Springfield, Missouri? And he's like, no. And then it leaves, and they're like, that was the bus for Springfield. And it's are you fucking serious? And so I was stuck for, like, all day there.
That's a depressing situation.
And I fucking met up with this random dude, and I was carrying my bags all the way to this gas station that's, like, 3 blocks away from there.
Yeah.
And we bought a blunt wrap, and we smoked, like, this blunt with this guy in the middle of, like, this is during the, like, super illegal days. Like, even Colorado wasn't legal yet.
Yeah, when was this thing?
I was, like, 20. It was going to be, like, 2012. It was going to be...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like Obama's first term. Like, this is how long ago this was.
Yeah, so KC was just starting to develop around then. I want to come back. I want to bring y'all, and we'll take, like, a metaphorical shit and just leave. You know what I'm saying? We're going to poop in the toilet of Kansas City.
I'm down.
And then not flush it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? upper deck it. We're going to upper deck it in the fucking KC.
All my people watching this! In Kansas City, I'm bringing my Denver people back with me. I'm not KC anymore. You know what I'm saying?
He's DV, son. D-N-D.
Yeah, yeah. That's his big D representing.
D-E-N, yeah.
Yeah, man. The big den.
The big den. We're in the big den up in this bitch.
Nah, it's cool. It's weird, man. Like, moving in What?
He's talking shit now.
Everyone's talking shit.
We got Lewis. We got Trey's talking shit.
I'm listening.
It's fine. There's nothing to listen to anymore.
No, but what good clubs are in KC?
There's the Improv is basically all that's left now. The club they had before.
So they don't do things like Denver where they just put random shows everywhere?
No, they have showcases.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, actually, I shouldn't say that. Fuck, dude. There's the Rhino, there's Barrel of the Bottoms, and both, I have good friends that run both of those, but clubs, there's just,
it's just the improv.
Yeah. But no, there are some, like, more... Street level, showcasey kind of joints.
What's the best one?
But there used to be a club in Kansas City called Stanford and Sons, dude. It was run by the Glazer brothers, and in between them, they had like 30 years of prison time and shit. It's fucking tight,
man.
Oh,
that's cool, dude.
Yeah, you saw a lot of weird shit.
Prison guys are fucking funny, bud.
They're funny as fuck, dude.
Nah, dude, like the funniest shit, my homeboy Marcos was in jail with Joey Diaz back in the day.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he was like 18 years old on drug charges, and Joey Diaz is in there, bud. Fucking...
Jesus, dude.
in Boulder
County. I didn't know
jail.
Joey was in jail.
Really? He went to prison, bro.
I don't know that.
Kidnapping a motherfucker.
Yeah, what? Dude, he was in Boulder County jails for like 6 months, and then he went up to Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like the cakiest fucking place to ever do time. My dad did time there.
Like, oh, okay.
They walk you across the street.
Is
to
it
the
Boulder?
Diner. No, they send you up into the mountains.
Oh yeah, that sounds.
It's like fucking minimum security.
Yeah, in the mountains.
But they take you across the street to the diner every day to eat, bud.
Wait, what?
Yeah, dude, for real, bro. My dad, and the same thing Joey Diaz, he'd be like, "Yeah, you can pay the guard to go walk down to the store and get you shit."
And I didn't think I'd be eating Smokies today, bro.
Oh, bro.
This is like the Guido Gourmet shit. I like that show.
Hell yeah. Yeah, Guido Gourmet's the best.
He got fucking sriracha and A1 in the fucking sauce. All the good sauce, bro.
Yeah, okay. That's good. Actually, that makes me feel better than what I thought. Because I see the fucking sauce packs on the fucking shit. I showed my friends that video where you season some ribs. With Taco Bell sauce.
Yeah, that was my birthday.
Yeah, and they're like, that's fucking atrocious.
What?
Oh, dude, that's the bomb.
But it was a bomb?
It was so good.
The best is getting like about 30 fire sauces, get you a big Ziploc bag, and go get you some thin cut steaks, bud.
Oh, no shit.
And then throw those fire sauces with the steaks with a little bit of A1 in that bitch. Oh, dog, you're going to have the best carne asada steaks you ever had in your life, son.
For real?
Yeah, dude. Throw that shit up on the fucking grill, bud. Fucking 5-6 minutes, bro.
See, everybody talks shit about Taco Bell's hot sauce. You just have to use 50 packs of
it
for it
to
be good.
That's the only reason they talk shit, though, is because it comes in one of these, man. Mm-hmm. All the sauce that you use regularly, it's the same, you know. It's not any better or worse. It just comes in a bottle.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I guess you're right.
No, they don't have the recipe for fire sauce, bro.
Huh?
They don't have the recipe for fire sauce.
You have to get the packets.
Yeah.
All the ingredients are on here.
They're lemon salt. They're lemon shit, dude. Yeah, but they don't tell you how much.
That's true.
Mm.
Ooh.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
I don't usually eat you know, as an older man. Yeah, no, man.
Before a haircut or what, you fucking piece of shit?
No, I'm just saying my metabolism ain't what it used to be. I'm not trying to eat Smokies, but I'm not going to reject Ghetto Gourmet from the man himself.
Yeah, that's rude.
It would be rude. Right, yeah.
You got any good shows coming up?
I'm doing Mercury Cafe on Friday with John Corelli's show.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike Langworthy's on it, and I like Mike a lot.
Dope, bro.
Mike's
He's dope.
Fucking shit, dude. And
he was on the Voodoo on New Year's Eve.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, Mike Langworthy got a guest spot.
No shit.
Yep, dude. Bro.
I love Mike, bro. He's man, he's just cool as fuck.
Yeah, I went Mike Langworthy, Anthony Crawford, Ron Ferguson, and then AJ Finney.
Tight.
It was a dope show.
Dude, every scene out of Mike, dude, because, like, he's, like, you know, seen a lot. I guess he used to write in Hollywood and shit like that. And he's still out there, which I fucking love, man. And he imparts his gems, and he encourages you if you're good and helps you out if there's something. If he sees a tag for your bit, he'll fuck it. You know what I mean?
He'll actually work with you.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that old guy fed me at Niccolo's. Dude, I love fucking Mark Langworthy.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So I think he's headlining, which awesome. I'm excited about. And then
I might have to go to that show.
Yeah, it's at 7, I think, 7 p.m. at Mercury.
What time?
7 p.m.
What day?
Friday.
Yeah. 2/21. Yeah.
221.
You got to say dates on this shit, bro.
Oh, 2/21. Yeah, Friday. 2/21. Yep.
You got anything for the next month?
This
will be out tomorrow.
Man, not that I can think of off top, because I got some shit in March, but I can't think of it.
Yeah, all I've got is shit in March at this point. You got anything, Lewis, in this month?
We got our Bruise Bros mic, me and Brian Evans.
I need to hit that up.
Yeah,
but it's on a Sunday, right?
This Sunday.
Ah.
What? I thought you said you had the weekends off. Don't you give me that fucking...
No, I don't do... That's what I'm saying. I don't do shit on Sundays.
Why? Wouldn't you... What, are you Christian?
Fucking old, man.
You're not old!
38.
Bitch, homie. Bitches live... You're only halfway through life. Bitches live through to 80.
That way you can go home and sleep, bud.
Man, I can tell you what. These Smokies are going to set me back...
Is that a good deal? Dennis the Menace, is that a good deal?
What is the deal?
He'll get you up early because you cry.
Get you up early, get you a root beer. That way you can go home and go memes. All right.
Sure.
They have kombucha. They got kombucha, Brian just said.
You know?
Jacked up.
But yeah, Bruise Bros, and then hopefully it goes good. They got a spot over there off of Colfax and fucking York, too. So hopefully we talk our way into doing the mic there.
That would be dope. Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
All I got is Kingas for the next couple weeks. We're going to have Punchline Jeopardy going bi-weekly.
Kingas
is
shit, and, you know, it's weird. I said it's the shit. And it's weird it's gotten better since Lewis doesn't show up. I don't know if that's correlated or if he's just being a bitch and doesn't
want
to.
I'll go fuck your mic up, bro. You really want me to?
I always want you to.
You should stop by, bro.
It's
not the same without you, but that's also kind of a good thing. Right. But we want to reinsert you and see if it can, if it gets better or worse.
I might show up next week if I get fucking like a quarter ounce of fucking blow to sell, bro. That's the only way I'm showing up.
Can you resell my Adderall?
Yeah, probably.
All right, cool. Let's get that on tape.
I'm not going to be dumb and show it like on the, you hear, see that kid showing fucking, half ounce of fucking crank on fucking Facebook.
No. We're not doing that. We're taking the label off the bottle.
No.
We're selling it. All right.
Not Nelson.
It's not my
shit.
Jeff Nelson doesn't even
know how to sell drugs.
All right, we're going to
throw that bottle
away,
stupid.